Begin the card down seventh of the become the begin with begin them and I'll begin test master begin with the words Gemara. He says Hodle Machal Yikarna. Yeah, we needed to teach you, well, that's what we would have thought, that both are going on a chain. One is teaching you when it totally depletes the principle, and one is when it doesn't. Perisha Kundra, Rashi explains that Shachas, we're talking regarding Shachas, the little unripe parts of it, which is used for animal fodder, which ultimately a sprout. But it's not going to be the way it originally was. That's loy mechali kan. It's not totally destroying the principle. That is the extra chiddush of the pasuk. So it says because that's difficult. But the mechali kan, that is totally destroying the principle. The owners could have also harvested that little bit, and that's a whole entity that's being destroyed. You can say it should tongue for pedus hanasa, different shot. That the animal made the produce filthy for its pleasure. And mikamakum karlo lekalan, and still the Gemara later on, which is addressing a question over here, and that's loy mechalikarik, it's not destroying the principle, it's just dirty, and you have to fix it up. But mikamakum karlo lekalan, still the Gemara calls later on the tenibus pedus hanasa, when it makes the produce dirty for its pleasure, talado, as a derivative. Which the question is, what I mean, isn't that learned from a pasuk? As we're saying, that's what the extra pasuk come and teach you as av. Now, keeping the pasuk to cry, bachila, since the simple understanding of the pasuk is referring to eating, the mechali karna, which is totally depleting its principle, and therefore this, although technically really is, but therefore it's not considered as an av. To the next test, master, begin the gemara, behold the mechali karna. So one is when it doesn't totally destroy the principle, one is totally destroys the principle. So it's been telling me to say, wait a second, why didn't he both psukim? Alech b'rachman v'shilach. So just say v'shilach, but leboy a beer. Then you wouldn't need a beer. Obviously, if you're liable when it's loy mechali karna, obviously mechali when it's mechali karna. Sometimes what you can say is, the havim you would have thought to say, that dafke the shilach shluchay. I would have thought, okay, but if you're learning from the word b'shilach, then you're only liable when you actually send the animal. Can you come on, like we learn later on? But we need a beer to say even when you didn't send the animal. Can I tell you, Master, at the beginning of the Gemara, that do me the diagonal. That so ultimately, how do we know shein dolei mechali karna if one pasuk is teaching you shein one story is teaching you regal, not like we thought in the Havamina? So say, oh, because it's similar to regal, just like regal, it doesn't make a difference in mechali karna. Not so to shein. So this is Ben Tim, we can say, just have to take a second look. He says, what do you mean? Name Ibcha. Why don't you say the other way around? The Hadam Machin and Lechumra, which places like coming to address a possible answer you would say. And you could say that no, just like Shane, there is a difference, so to regular there's a difference. How do you know that just the regular is no difference, so to Shane? So says, you're going to say that the Hadam Machin Lechumra, this that the Gemara says in general, no, when we compare one with the other, we're going to go stringent, not lenient, therefore we're saying it this way. So it says, no, Hanimil Bisula, that's only by prohibitory law, which you have to be machmer, we don't want to violate God's law, other than mind the law, but regarding monetary law, it's a stringency for one, there's a lenity for someone else. So why are we saying that you're going to be liable? Remember, in time, he says it's not true, it's an attribute of how we learn the Torah, it's not like a stringency, it's the way the Torah, the way we darshan it, and if it doesn't make a difference regarding prohibitory law or regarding monetary law, we're going to go to Chumah, that's how the Gemara says. Nick says, with the words, that the Gemara brings the pasuk that we want to know why didn't you just write b'shilach? You won't need ubir, which because b'shilach sounds like regal and shein. As the Gemara brings regal because it says mashalchi regal hashabachamar and shein because it says in the pasuk it says quotes in the masal b'shem behem sashalchbam the teeth of the animal and the sin on them. So it says avagav the minimal although we say in general the sipri says in parashazino. That pasuk is actually referring to behemoth and eres, animals that have poison, kenachash, like snakes, when they shechas and mimesis, and they bite and they kill, that have neshicha. So that's actually neshicha, biting, she told under the keren, that's actually derived from keren, not chain, although it used the word chain. The kamakam hoibas is taisis arinami b'chayis rois. It's also talking about wild animals, shadorusu, that they pound some ochel and mas, and they eat for their pleasure. Like we translate, v'shem behemas, the teeth of the animals, is v'shem the chayibra. And of the wild animals, the teeth, v'chay b'chay behema, and chay is included in behema, and therefore, it's not just the snakes that bite to damage, it's also animals that actually get pleasure out of it. And therefore, it's referring to Shein Hamazik. To the next test, Master begins the Gemara Itzach. It was necessary, so could you would have thought to say, Hanem Ilhecha de Shalach Shaluche, you would have thought to say, if I learn it out only from Beshilach, you're right, I can learn it both from there. But then I would have thought to say, only if you send, how do you know even if you don't send animals, so therefore it says a beer, which is even if it goes on its own. So it says, I'm going to say, wait a second, Tikshe Hashda, now you could ask, Hadda Parach El, this is what I previously asked. Time because of Mona Kashi Baragol. Oh, the reason why is because it says Kashi Baragol. Halav, you tell me if not, by my mukmis, what would you explain the pasuk talking about? Now we cannot give the answer that the Gemara gave previously. I'd ask, so what else are you going to explain it about? But now we explain that that you learn that from the Shilach. So why is the Braisa bringing the pasuk over there? You can say it's not my Braisa. This is what the Braisa is saying. The Eloi never b'shilach. If you didn't say b'shilach, meaning it's an Eloi. You're right. The Braisa is not saying you're actually learning from a beer. You're actually learning from b'shilach. It's just the Eloi loy nema b'shilach had it not said b'shilach have a mafkin mekashiv agol. I would have learned from mekashiv agol. Chai gam nikkav brishes. Nesach you find something in beginning as a nesach, but instead of samachav manal, samachav manal. That's not really what the source is. Just saying that we would have. Had we not learned it out from someone else, but that's not really ultimately learned it out from. Well, the Gemara asks and says, wait a second, it doesn't say 10, it doesn't say 9. So why are you saying that that the Av is by 10 and that Lada is by 9 Tvachim, but it doesn't say neither one of them in the Torah. Tesis, it's a wonder. Why? Because the Perek HaParah, the Gemara learned of Nomen Beis. Now we learn the Mishnah like this. It says, Ma Bar, just like a Bar Shesh B'Gedei L'Hamas Asara has in the 10th Vachim, and therefore it's going to kill. Therefore, it says in the Torah Bar, to learn that from Bar, that it's that the Shir is 10th Vachim. Pesh B'Kod Rashi explains over there, because, yeah, the Stam Bar Yishma, when we say Bar, we say a pit generally, it's going to have 10th Vachim. And Mekayim says, question number one, Yud Ksiv. So then, it does say in the Torah, when they use the word Bar, it does mention the idea of 10th Vachim. My kasha, another difficulty is the halacha davar by Meisi Yalai. Here the Gemara says, where do we know it from? The Gemara answers, says, no, don't worry, it says by Meisi Yalai, the dead one's going to be for him, which the Rabbana know that 10 Tvachim, it makes Misa. So we see it's from Meisi Yalai, not from the word Bar. Moreover, another question is, the Besamach Parach, shortly the Gemara asks, safe, okay, at the end of the day, Zavla Misa, Zavla Nezalkin, well, okay, let 10 Tvachim be an av for death, and let 9 Tvachim be an av for damages. A picture of Drash explains meaning, Tinafla Shamashar, that when it says in the Pasig that the ox falls in over into the pit, Mashma, that sounds like whatever happens to the Shar, Bein Meis, Bein Huzik, whether it dies or whether it gets damaged. So that's why asking that one should be the Av for Mazik and one should be for the Av for Misa. Imkain, so then says, takes the following question. Ki Darshinan, when the Gemara Darshan is elsewhere, on the Gemara later on, on the Chav Chasim Beis, that when it says in Torah Shar to tell you that Yechai for Shar that falls in the pit of the Adam and not a person, Havali Lamai, I mean Adam and Zakin. So the Pasik's referring, as we're explaining, Misa and the Zakin. So then when we're Mamai Adam, Shemai Adam, not from just from the that you're exempt for his death, but you're also exempt for his damages. But it's not true. We hold you, he is, we are Chai for the damages of a person. So Akei Niram, Lefarish, so not like Rashi. The Stam Bar, actually, generally a pit is not just 10 Tvachim, it's on my carpet, it's actually very deep. And you need to have the two drushes to answer one of the other questions of bar and from the misilai, like we say in our sugya, because like this, dilu kasa bar. If we didn't say in the word bar in the Torah, I mean, I would have thought to say that kol dekatal, any pit that kills, even if it doesn't have the shear to kill, but if it did kill, you can be chai. Now, because of a bar, and if it had said only bar, I mean, I would have thought to say, oh, tafka bar. Only a pit, but sheikh ma'ad, not other, some other types of ditches. Because it's a biblical decree. Oh, we have to have both to say that no, it's meaning sheikh ma'ad is the one that's like pachas, then meaning the question is, you would have thought it's only bar. So if you need to have both to say that that it's not just anyone, and neither is it specifically a bar. Now, Bachi Parach, and this is what the Gemara's question is over here. Like this, Ksiv, Lo Yud Ksiv, Behedya. It doesn't say explicitly in the Pasuk, not 10 Tvachim, not 9 Tvachim. And that's the question. So why are you saying one's Av and one's a Telad? Masik, the Gemara comes out. So Saif, at the end of the day, yeah, so the Gemara asks, Zav, Misav, Zav, Nezakin, they should both be Avis. For different categories, period. In other words, keeping the bar, you'd like Sibahedya, since you're right, a pit of 10 Tvachim is not explicitly written in the Torah. Ilmav Kimet Svaga, we know from logic, Mamezi Yaloi. Dibbe Inan Kedil Hamas, that has to have the shear of it to be able to kill, which became the Rabbanon, as our Gemara tells us, that Rabbanon knew that the measurement for that was Dahin Bar Yud was a pit of 10 Tvachim. So Bar Tes Namem Svaga. It's also logical, but they have Avil and Zaga, that should be the primary category for damages. Yes, but the logic has what to damage. Mukamakam, however, this answers the other question that I say. Lemmitinan Adam in the Zaka. We're not going to exclude from Shervil Adam, from death and also for damages. Because the krad nafal shama shar, the pasuk which says, oh, that an ox falls in there, which excludes Adam, la'er l'bayud. The pasuk is only talking about a pit of ten tefachim. And although we allude to ten tefachim from the pasuk, but that's not what it says shar on. Now, Taisa things of Yishami, the Yishami's mahalach is the darish, they expound that the habli lamichdiv, it should be said in the pasuk, ki yiftach ish, ki yichu ish, bar. It should have said the word bar only one time, when a man opens or digs a pit. Lomik said bar, bar, why does it say bar two times? Elchad bar l'misa, one telling you the liability of pit for death, elchad bar l'misa, one telling you the liability of pit for damages. Now, mekomakam, so that's how we know the av of bar from the zakat. Now, the question then becomes, in terms of what Tzai is addressing, mekomakam limitin adna zakat, so then, wait, my travel to adam, so it is explicit in the Torah, so two times the word bar, no, because the kredab nafal lemamait elamait echziv bekrab hedya. It's ultimately still only including what's explicit in the pasuk. Then the bar asar b'layertucha. Although we from the extra word bar, it's extra to yitucha. We're including in the zakim, but it's still not explicit. It's only by misa which explicit, which is ten tochem, and therefore not excluding adam from the zakim from a pit. Next test master bring the gemara ben rabin leshmalhan the bar. When you have, we want to understand. So which case is are we going to say? That we have that told us saying is Lavka Yitzben. So I said, oh, Abnasikin Masai stone, his knife and his package that he put in Rishus Haram the damages. So it says, what's the case talking about? If you mafkrit, so both according to Abnasikin Shmuel, this is a case of bar. And therefore, it would be the same halacha that you'd be chayv, and the Tolda would be the same as the Ab. There isn't a certain time you can say, wait a second, the rabbi is loyal, come and rabbi holds and nafnon and beis, the bar shechei b'tayra, the liability that we have for a pit that a person makes is lahavloy, is for the earspace of a little chavote, not for the bank. So that you don't have by a stone, although you'll trip on it, but there's only a knocking, getting banged, and not going through the dense earspace. So how could it be bar? There's something that says, no, the husband shouldn't be kaka oil, kasi. That's because when the guy gets injured, the ground is not the person's. Who dug it? It's the airspace that he made. So he holds you can't be liable for the bang of the ground. But here the bang was on this guy's stone or package or whatever. So then even Rob would agree, but then the liability would be the bang and not for the airspace.